My friends, if you felt your jaw drop in our first reading, it may have been when you heard the prophet Elijah, a complete stranger, asking a poor widow for a little of her water, then turning his request for a little water into a more pressing request for a scrap of bread, and then into a demand for a scone made from the last bit of flour she had left. And the widow responded by telling Elijah that she had only enough flour and oil to make a last meal for herself and her son, after which they would die because of starvation. Brothers and sisters, how many thousands, even millions, of people in our world face the same slow death because we live in a world suffering from inequality, greed, and selfishness. Initially, Elijah's demand seems to be incredibly insensitive. To a widow and her son on the brink of starvation, this was a banquet she can't spare for the Hebrew stranger. Nevertheless, Elijah asks her to share with him what she had left, promising that God would supply her with food until the drought was over. So should the widow trust Elijah's God, whom the prophet insists will ensure that her jar of flour will not go empty or the jug of oil run dry? Or should she follow her motherly instincts to feed her child first? And because the widow gives a little that is really everything, miraculously, the prophet's promise of a year's supply of flour and oil comes true. How many of us would do the same? How many of us would have that kind of courage, that kind of selflessness as the widow? My friends, today the widow of Zarephath challenges us to consider our attitude toward the stranger, the marginalized, the refugee, the undocumented in our land. Do we feel resentment that they are in our land? Do we view them as taking our jobs or having a free ride? Are we uncomfortable when they come to our parish? Worse yet, do we actually despise the poor and weak ones of society because they haven't pulled themselves up by the bootstraps as we did? So how can we join with others to overcome these attitudes in those who seem so indifferent to the pain of the weakest in society? How can we give generously and acknowledge their presence as a blessing? In case we think this particular widow is an anomaly, we only need to look at another poor widow, this one from our gospel today. Here Jesus observes a widow putting all that she had into the temple treasury. She took both her coins and dropped them in the offering box. And Jesus knew the value of these two small coins and understood where the widow at the treasury was coming from. The widow's generosity wasn't limited by her purse's contents. She gave all she had. She gave even less than the change you and I might toss into a tip jar or place on the bureau when we empty our pockets at day's end. But Jesus says that was a more generous donation than the money who gave so much more, the many who gave so much more. And what about us, brothers and sisters? Do we give of our time and our treasure to build up and support this faith community of Incarnation? What do we do? My friends, in the gospel, Jesus saw the true worth of the widow's gift compared to the arrogance and greed and hypocrisy of the scribes who had found in religion a success route similar to the modern corporate ladder. Jesus rebuked the scribes for their pomposity and for their taking advantage of widows and the poor because their responsibility as religious and political leaders was to protect and defend and support the widow and orphan, not rob them blind. Jesus at the same time challenged the disciples to look at their own practices and behavior and the priorities of their own life. Brothers and sisters, do we, like the scribes, fail to see the goodness in the poor and the marginalized who are so often ignored or even despised? So how can we speak for those who are poor and weak as Jesus did? Well, perhaps we could respond to the call of ministry by sharing our cup of water and our scrap of bread, just like the widow of Zarephath, with those men who are visiting us in the parish activity center for the next 2 weeks. My friends, our scriptures today are not so much about money as they are about generosity, to which we're all called to give generously of ourselves and of our time and of our talents to family, neighbor, and community. Brothers and sisters, in the ancient world, widowhood was a very frightening prospect. To be widowed meant not only losing a spouse, but more tragically, losing the one on whom you were totally dependent. Widows were forced to live off the generosity of other male relatives and anyone in the community who might provide for one's needs. And it's interesting that the word for widow in Hebrew carries the meaning of one who is silent, one who is unable to speak. And if a woman had no family to support her and no significant amount of money socked away somewhere, her life was effectively over. As a widow, she lived day to day, hand to mouth, on the margins of society. And today, these widows force us to re-examine our understanding of the poor and poverty, and to look at our own ways of being generous with others. Brothers and sisters, the ultimate expression of unselfish giving is Jesus. With the same generosity, Jesus offers all of us and all of himself to us again today. Jesus gave until he had no more to give. On the cross, Jesus emptied out his heart for us, not counting the cost. Jesus gave his life that we might live, and did all this with little hope of appreciation. And every week the Lord gives us again all that he has to give, his body broken for us, his blood poured out for us in the gifts of the Eucharist. My friends, both of today's widows are clearly persons of incredible faith. Their lives have certainly been hard. They have suffered. They have struggled, but their actions display a profound trust in God. These widows remind us that the movement of our lives is indeed to be a total gift to God and to others. So, brothers and sisters, we might ask ourselves today, how do we measure up? How do we use our time, our talents, and our blessings in the service of our sisters and brothers? What do we need to work on this week? What is God calling us to do? What behaviors do we need to change? Amen.